Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, a bad meal, the hula hoop, hippie hippie shake, and fish. Right after this.
Hi, man, it's Donnie Baker. Heard you guys the other day talking about how Christy's life sucks and how she needs a so-called life coach to help pull things together.
Uh-huh.
Well, that gave me an idea for a great new business. I think I'd be really good at that kind of stuff, man, because I'm organized and focused.
Uh-huh.
I'm like an expert on telling women what they should do anyways.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to waste my time on the Christy Lees of the world that are already beyond hope.
Oh.
I want to help those that need it most. And who would that be? Strippers, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, man. I'm Donnie Baker, stripper life coach. I feel like I've been training for this job my whole life. I swear to God I do. For example, I can help strippers with practical advice. Did you know that the best thing to put on pole burns is not aloe, but gold bond powder mixed with a little 30 weight oil? Everybody knows it. And ladies, I've got some bootleg white snake tapes that'll double the number of dollar bills being stuffed in your G-string, guaranteed. Maybe you're having a hard time with the question that has plagued strippers since the dawn of time, back when they were swinging from the leg bone of a woolly mammoth instead of a shiny metal pole. The question is, should I shave or wax? Wax that moneymaker, baby. Boom, debate settled. Just like that. That's how Donnie Baker's stripper life coach rolls anyways.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you feel like you're too tired to practice some new dance routines. Well, that's when I turn to coaching up a notch right in your face. You got to do it for your clients, baby. Like that guy who just got off the swing shift, man. Stops in after work like he does 3 nights a week because if he goes home, his porky wife will be all over him about money, about how the kids need braces, about how the car's making that thumping noise again. Then she'll start bitching about where the hell have you been going after work, asking why he comes home covered in glitter and smelling a beer and gold bond powder. You don't think he's tired? Hell, Mercedes, you don't know the meaning of tired. He's worn out, but he just wants to have some hot 22-year-old show him a little skin. And you mean to tell me you're just going to show him the same old tired strut, dip, and jiggle dance routine you've been doing for the last 6 months? Remember the story you tell everybody about why you got into business anyways? How you're a single mom who's putting herself through college? So if you don't want to rehearse for the swing shift guy, shouldn't you at least do it for your imaginary kid and phony dream? I swear to God you should. So if you're a stripper, an aspiring stripper, or a retired stripper looking to come out of retirement, give me a call. Maybe you're wavering and need to rededicate yourself to the stripper vocation. I can help there, too. It's Donnie Baker, life coach for pole jockeys. And if you get my machine, be sure to specify you're not calling about the boat for sale. Thanks, baby. I gotta go.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold, of course, is over there.
Hi.
We had the new Josh Arnold jingle. We're working on getting a nice, heavily produced version of that ready for everyone.
Oh, that's a shame.
From Duke Tomato yesterday. I hope it's a nice sing-along. I certainly enjoyed that.
And you guys, you and Pat had a wonderful lunch yesterday. Is that right? Or was there an incident?
Well, there was an incident. That's Christy Lee, by the way.
Hi.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Navy Federal Credit Union.
Pat and I had a... We ended up having lunch and dinner, funny enough, because...
At the same time?
Well, I spent my entire day at the license branch, as you know.
It turned into dinner.
So we... Ended up meeting some people for dinner, and it was some weird restaurant that Pat
My favorite. You ordered the wrong thing.
Oh, you let him. You got to pick the restaurant.
That's yeah, that was a mistake.
You know this. He. You're just setting him up to judge you and tell you how bad your favorite restaurant is. You know that, right?
The guy was too close to him with a knife.
I can't imagine.
Of these places where they bring the meat on skewers and the
love
guy
it, love it,
love
huge,
it,
huge blade. Oh God, I thought it was.
Did you use the discs, the red and green circles?
Yes,
love
stop
it.
And go. Yeah,
red. You don't want any more food. Green. Yeah, keep bringing it.
Yeah, the first sign was that there was one other table in the whole place the whole time we were there.
Yeah, it's
always
last.
A bad sign.
It's not going to last, poor guy.
This place has been here for 3 months and no one's coming. What does that tell you? Okay. We'll move on. Sorry.
Pat loves it. I've heard other people have loved it.
Pat, did the other people love it that you
yes,
met? Okay.
Absolutely.
So only one complaint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somewhat non-traditional. Not my cup of tea.
Had you never eaten at a place like that before?
No. I will not agree.
He hates places like that.
Way too much interaction.
Wait a minute. No, you've never ordered off a menu in your life. You love to talk to the server. What was the big problem?
It was just
with
weird.
It was just weird.
The guy's got the meat on these skewers.
I love a Brazilian steakhouse.
He comes by and he did this with huge blade whipping by my eyes.
Every time he was aggravated.
Huge blade whipping by my eyes, he said.
I don't go to dinner so I can have sword play like I'm fencing again.
But you love the hibachi grills where fire's shooting in your face.
Oh, those are fantastic.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
They have a lot less gristle.
He's flipping the knife around.
One particular meat had gristle. One meat.
Yeah, I like my chicken kind of white, not too pink. Let's move on.
It's smoked.
That'll get pink.
Is
it trichinosis you get from?
You're fine.
Okay. I think that's pork.
Okay, never mind.
Who's counting? Let's get to a story he finds riveting.
No, that's
a
that's
father
great,
and son in India have set the world record for the largest hula hoop spin.
Oh my God.
This is what Tom wants to hear.
Hula hoop spin? Is that?
Man, this is really a struggle today.
And is it the largest hula hoop?
Yes.
Hang on.
The spin the largest?
51-year-old Krishan Bhatia and 16-year-old Kachaichi Bhatia.
Joni loves Kachaichi.
Can you spell his name?
Nope. Set the record with a hula hoop measuring over 17 feet in diameter and weighing only almost 19 pounds. Neat. They said the inspiration for the record attempt. For those of you tuning in, this still is sports. I was doing an NCAA.com bracket challenge story, but Tom was bored by that. He said the inspiration for the record hula hoop attempt came from his daughter, who has a hula hooping startup. You go on. Wrap this up, Tom.
Well, there's a video of the guy.
I can't wait to see it.
Can you imagine the hula hoop? You could park a truck inside the.
Wow.
And he's sitting
there
shaking.
Well, that's practical.
That's crazy.
It's kind of cool. I thought it was fun. The best part of the story is his son's name. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here you go. His name is Krishan Bhatia. Mm-hmm. Or Bhatia. 16-year-old son, it's spelled K, S-H-I, T.
Yeah, there we go.
I-J.
So that's why we're here.
You're listening to Kesh.
Is there a radio station? K-S-H-T.
It's K-S-H-T.
Yeah, I know there's K-S-H-T. But, I mean, is there? That's why I thought the story was great.
Wow.
A lot of English speakers in India probably get a big kick out of this kid's name. Hey, try to get a commonly used English curse word in your name, will you? He's a beautiful baby. Let's name him Key. So you're saying Hula cares about this story?
Is that what you're saying, Chick? Are you saying Hula cares?
No, I would never say that.
I would love to hear you say Hula cares.
I hear that too.
That's a crappy pun. I would never say that.
Come on.
Well, it's a great video. This guy shaking his hips in a gigantic hula hoop.
He's still on it.
Okay, sir. You can get back to the bracket thing.
The NFL owners voted down a proposal to replace the onside kick with one play from scrimmage. It was a 4th-and-15 situation from your own 35. If you made the 15 yards, you got to keep the game. You got to keep the ball for additional plays instead of the onside kick, which has like a just short of an 8% success rate. Don't you ask any questions.
I don't understand what's going on. Sounds complicated.
The proposal, I'll talk slower. The proposal was instead of the onside kick, you got the ball at your own 35 and you had to make 15 yards to keep the ball.
Gotcha.
Pretty plain.
Somebody's proposing this at the NFL meetings.
It was already proposed and it was voted down.
Okay, there you go.
What were your thoughts?
I don't know. The onside kick's kind of,
This has been analysis with Chick McGee.
The onside kick's kind of cool.
The onside kick, it's got an 8% success rate, though.
Yeah, so it's a big risk. It's a good thing. This 15 yards thing is...
Well, one of the Giants one of the mayors said, what are we, in the Arena League?
Let
me ask you this.
I thought it was interesting. No, I'm not going to let you. Ask Tom. You guys talk
Tom,
about
Tom, do you
yourself.
Think anybody proposed there what I have been proposing?
There you go.
Which is...
You should be allowed
to knock over any
to
player.
To tackle the guy who's about to catch the ball.
Any player, anytime you can tackle him. There
any
you go.
Player, anytime.
Why'd you tackle that guy? He was about to catch the ball.
Total mayhem. In fact, as soon as the play starts, essentially every defense player would just tackle somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. Holding, tackling, punching, fighting. It's all legal.
Okay. Well,
there's other stuff that went on, but you can look it up.
Jake and I were at lunch as well. And there were TVs everywhere. And
other guys walking around with big spears that were going to drop in your foot.
No, we had beautifully constructed burgers that were delicious.
Oh, they had a wheel. You could spin a wheel for prizes. It was the best.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah. Love nice that brioche place. Bun. And they, I would want to go check. You got to look at the TV. And who was on there?
Just scowling, Bill Belichick. He was just so put upon to be at the microphone after 28 Super Bowls and $1,300 million.
Apparently these coaches don't care for this coach's breakfast type thing that they do.
And he was talking like this.
But he may have been being asked a lot about Robert Kraft. We couldn't tell.
Oh.
So I would imagine it came up.
He wants a jury trial now. Kraft does. So there you go.
Oh, no, what he wants is Jussie Smollett's prosecutor.
Yeah, yeah, you know Kraft's going, man, I should have gone to Chicago for a HJ.
Yeah.
Justice system's a little easier.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Who did Jussie Hoover in the prosecutor's office in Chicago to get this gig? See, the mayor's furious. The chief of police is livid.
The police union is livid.
A grand jury went after him. It was 16 counts, and some guy in the prosecutor's office, we're going to let him go.
Well, but Tommy's still claiming that he's innocent.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Now, the FBI may go in after him now, though, because apparently, I guess if you send yourself a kidnapping note or whatever the hell that thing was, it's some kind of federal.
Yeah, he better hope he didn't lick that envelope sealed, because if so.
If they want his DNA, once again, they've got to go to the prosecutor's office to find out who exactly hoovered that one up. What a scam. Why would Robert Kraft want a jury trial? It's just going to get more publicity.
Don't know, man. Maybe he thinks he's got a better. He must think he has a better chance of being exonerated.
Who among you men in the jury?
That's right. Yeah,
hasn't wanted Tokyo Rose to slobber all over your.
The old sloppy top.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I'm watching the hula hoop. Record.
Admit that it's great.
Video. It's amazing.
Oh, no.
I have to tell you.
I'm coming over.
I mean, imagine, Josh, a hula hoop you could park a car in. It's so huge.
It's ridiculously large.
And you've got to move your hips.
It's barely a hoop. It's the thickness of a rope. It's really, it's a lot smaller
than
I thought.
I'm not sure what this means.
Be.
I have never been able to do that, even when I was 5 years old.
You can't hula hoop?
Barely.
Can't move your hips?
I don't know. I guess I don't have that hippie shake thing.
I guess not.
Can you hula hoop, Jake?
No, I can't.
When you were a kid,
I think I used to do when I was.
Patty G, you got the
hula hoop when
hippie
I was
hippie
never
shakes.
Did it well.
Ace, you hula hoop?
When I was younger, yeah.
Really?
Oh,
you
same here.
Get that going?
I could really get it going.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I haven't tried it in probably 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a purist. I didn't like the shoop shoop hula hoop. I just like the hula hoop.
Really?
Is that the one that had the things inside it that.
It would go shoop, shoop when you...
Now, are those still a thing? Is the hula hoop still out there?
Yeah, there was a big fitness craze with the hula hoop not too long ago, actually.
I always like to take the hula hoop and flip it
and peel out and come back.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love
like a
that.
Boomerang.
On the driveway, that was the best.
I thought I discovered that, but apparently...
Do you ever notice in all those old movies, they've got the kid running down the street with the stick and the hoop?
Yeah, that was a big toy back then.
Was that toy? Was that a thing?
I've never, and he always had that newsy cap on.
Yes.
Is that just a Hollywood trope of some sort?
Is that their thought of how children at that time played?
I've seen that toy.
Let's play stickball, Bobby.
Like flea markets and stuff.
I have never seen anyone actually do that.
Really?
Oh, if you go over to that museum over there on the other...
Yeah, they got one?
They have kids doing that.
Have you ever seen... I've
the
never seen...
The old-timey kids.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Never,
bizarre.
Really,
I don't think kids do it. Oh, of course, but back in the day.
Sure.
You're the perfect old-timer. Old-timey. You should wear the tweed vest and the three-piece suit.
Every time we have a new news story. Yowza, yowza, yowza.
The bowler.
That's swell.
Keen. This from the International News Wire. You
recognize this, Josh? For goodness
sake. Yes. I got the hippie shake. Made popular... Or re-popular in the movie Cocktail.
This is a great version of this. Was the original version of this the swingin' blue jeans? I think maybe. Mm-hmm. And this this is what? Is this the guys from Battleship Chains? Yeah.
Georgia Satellites.
I think that's the one from Cocktail, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here's the other one. Wait a minute. Here's the other one.
For goodness sake.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the original.
They get a 6-year old to sing it?
This is a Chan Romero.
Wow.
Yeah,
I really dislike that vocal.
Well, that was kind of 50s-ish. Here's the one that I like. This is the British Invasion version, I think.
Yes.
That is the era.
If anybody thought this was early Beatles, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't make fun of it.
Yeah, it's very Beatles-esque.
Yeah.
But what a great song. The hippie hippie shake. Of course, if you're going to be hula hooping, you'll want to do the hippie hippie shake.
Well, that's the only way to do it.
One more story, then I'm off the hook. A fan attending the Valspar Championship golf event rescued a fish that a bird had dropped.
Oh.
Huh?
That's right.
Wait a minute. Could you read that again, please?
A fan attending the Valspar Championship golf event.
Yes.
Rescued a fish that a bird had dropped.
All right. So,
did he give it back to the bird?
This past Sunday, cameras caught what appeared to be an osprey attempting to make off with a hefty fish that it eventually dropped onto Copperhead Course.
That's a great tune.
Worst song ever.
I love that song. Do not go dissing the song Copperhead Road.
Love Steve Earle. Every other song but that one. Copperhead Course at Innsbrook in Palm Harbor, Florida. Oh, that's a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. A fan hopped over the fence, ran over to the fish, and tossed it back into the water. Onlookers cheered.
Yeah! I would have cheered, wouldn't you?
That's great.
I would have cheered if he would have ripped it open and started eating it like a sushi bar. That's what I would have.
So this giant osprey
smeared it all over his face. Ah, it's growling.
So the fish gets back to the lake and goes, "You're not going to believe what happened."
And of course, fish lie about fishing also.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh. The fish is going to go, "It was a 40-foot wingspan osprey.
It was a pterodactyl.
It was the size of a B-52. I can't believe I
survived."
And his buddies are going, "Right. He dropped you because you were subpar."
That's a golf joke. That's a golf joke right there.
Ace, what do you think of that one?
He was laughing.
Brilliant. Okay.
That's no way to get a birdie.
There's another one for you.
On a golf course.
C-.
How strange. What a fickle
judge. I can't believe
judging.
I wasn't. Ace gives it a C-.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.